So I'm here with Lex Fletcher. He's the organiser of the first Beechworth Music Festival, which is happening this weekend. What gave you the idea for the festival initially, Lex?
Mainly the impetus that something I've always wanted to do, run a festival. But secondly, Nick, it was more about the lineup and the bands we're trying to, that we have got on our lineup, with half of them regional young acts and the rest sort of more established, well-known bands that will hopefully draw the crowd.
Just from looking at the lineup, it's very different to what you sort of usually get in festivals around the northeast, and especially around Beechworth, Yak and Dander. Was that a conscious decision?
I suppose when you pose that question, it was, because there's some great festivals up here in this region, but nothing similar to ours in the playing of the bands and the artists we've got. So that does give us a different angle, but the bottom line of it was bands that I was passionate about and music that I was passionate about that dictated how we went about getting our lineup.
So what are some of the bands, and what is the general feel of the music going to be?
It's sort of, I don't like to pigeonhole anything, and one of the things we've done in curating the playing times and the set list is that all the acts need to be different from one another, but be able to immerse and meld within the whole day. And the thread running through it is just good time music and accomplished musicians and bands. So the start of the day starts off sort of acoustically, and then we'll build it through there till the end of the night when the Bennies close. It will just be a full-on party.
So what's your history as I guess a music promoter or an event manager like this?
Another tough question, Nick. None at all. When I was about 18 years old and I was moved out of home and was living away, I did run a couple of underage gigs with some like bands like the Meanies and Spiderbait, and then that's the last thing I've ever done. I've been doing public radio announcing for 25 years now, and just an addicted festival and gig goer. So my whole life I've just been going to gigs and digging live music.
So what do you sort of hope the Beechworth community will get out of it?
It's probably a number of things. One, that it'll bring people to town, and so businesses and organisations can get involvement that way, either through the door of their business or in other shape or form. Two, it'll give something for the younger people around town to go to, and hopefully we can grow it and establish it. We'd like to grow it for at least the next 10 years. And thirdly, mainly just having a good time and seeing some really good bands.
And the festival's actually happening on the old Mayday Hills
yep.
site. Is that a bit of a draw card, do you think, for people from outside the region?
Well, on our social media, we've had so much interest about the decommissioned lunatic asylum. And going to the festival site itself, you drive past all the old buildings, the way we've done it to come into the site. Then you go up through some beautiful rolling hills and into the farmland. So, yeah, I think it's a really good talking point, and it's just a fantastic setting to be able to drive through a decommissioned lunatic asylum to farmland, which is purpose-built with our stage for the festival. Yeah, free overnight camping. One of the main things we want to do is we want everyone to be responsible and really let their hair down and enjoy themselves, but be safe about it all. So we've encouraged people to camp overnight, so if they do have a drink, that they won't be on the roads. We've had all our security and local police involved in all those sort of things. So we're hoping the camping will just be that cherry on the top to keep people to stay there.
What's one of the acts that you're really looking forward to hearing?
Someone posed this to me the other day, Nick, and it's a really hard question. I'm really looking forward to Benny Williams, a local guy who's kicking off the festival. He's only got a half-hour bracket, but I think he's such an entertainer. I don't want to diss any other bands, but I'm hanging out for the Bennies to close the night out. I just love that ska punk feel they've got. And I think they've been touring in China this week, and just on their social media, the crowds have been going absolutely nuts. So I hope they can bring that back here and give it to Beechworth for the last hour.